Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Great idea. 855-99-375-69. I just got a letter from somebody who said, I love your program. I think you're really smart. You say the number too fast. So 855-99-375-69. Deborah got it? Wow, Deborah, you are quick. Welcome. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hi, Dr. Joy. Thanks for taking my call.
My pleasure. I'm going to help you.
Well, we are in the middle of March Madness.
Uh-huh.
And my in-laws are basketball crazy. So
okay.
This weekend we went to a tournament, and we had to watch four. I don't like to watch any sport, but other than that, I feel like I'm a well-rounded individual. Well, we had to watch four games in one day. And then if that wasn't enough, when we went out to eat, that's all they could talk about was basketball. So I tried to guide the conversation into another area, which was, I guess, semi-political. Anyway, so my mother-in-law said, can we talk about something else? And I said, yeah, let's go back to basketball. That's safe.
Oh, no.
I know. Yes. So my question is twofold. Do I apologize for this? Or
well, did she take umbrage?
She's pretty nice. She just kind of glossed it over, and we, went on. Then talked about basketball. but anyway, she didn't take umbrage.
Well, if she didn't take umbrage, if she wasn't upset about it, you were being a little, should we say the word snotty? Okay, we will.
Yeah.
So it sounds like she was okay with it. But given the fact that you're feeling a little bit of a pang of conscience, what if you just called her up today and said, I have to tell you, I was so impressed of how even-handed you were at me when I was, being a little bit snottier than I should have been. That, I know you guys are nuts about basketball, and I'm not. But the fact is that when I sort of got my less than charmingness on, you were charming to me, and you're a role model to me, and I love you, and I think that'll be fine. Which, basically the reason to apologize is not so much for her, because it sounds like she was okay with it, but for yourself, to both clear your conscience on one hand, and on the other hand, to kind of remind you not to do that. That sarcasm is anger's ugly second cousin. So I just think you'll feel better about it. And remember that it's only March Madness as opposed to April and May and June. It could be worse. It could be football. Football goes on for months. So I would just give her a quick call. Does she live close enough for you to go visit?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
well, then maybe I might even take her some daffodils or something, or tulips, because you can usually find tulips this time of year. They're wildly expensive, but that'll keep you honest next time. just take over some tulips and say, hey, listen, you're my role model. I was just showing my basketball weariness, and you were charming about it, and I really appreciate it.
Oh, that's a good idea. Good idea. Okay. And so any thoughts to
well, I mean, it doesn't mean that you have... Now, are you married?
Oh, yeah.
So is your husband as crazy about basketball as the rest of the family?
Yes, but he's not... He doesn't live and breathe it like... I mean,
all right,
on the way back...
Let me ask you a question. All right, I know it says March Madness, but we're what, to the, I think that we're to the final 16 at this moment? Is that where we are?
Right.
Sweet
16,
yep.
See, you guys think I don't know anything, but I do. Not much, but a little. All right, so look, you've got 16, and then it goes to 4, and then, so you've only got like a couple of more. All right, if we take the whole season, we talk about what, the whole thing goes on for like 2 weeks maybe?
3 weeks.
Is it that long?
Yeah, got two more two more weekends left in the tournament.
All right, so here's what I would do. I would make a deal with probably your husband's the only one that really counts. I mean, does everybody just sit around in front of the TV, or do they go to, they don't go to the games, do they, at this point?
Oh, yes.
Or they go to the games.
Yes.
Would
go
you be
to the game.
All right, how long does it take to get to the games from your house? I mean, is it an overnight trip? Is it just a couple of hours? What's the deal?
No, it's so we spent the entire
that's a long time. Right.
Yeah, it is, especially
would
when you can't talk about anything else.
Well, here's the deal. The question is, would you be willing, or would your husband be willing? It's really not you, but would your husband be willing to, during March Madness, that if it goes on for 3 weeks, that maybe the week going up to it, that you're just really busy. The second week, you get to go to a spa, and the third week, you tolerate it. You go to the games or whatever, because that's the best part of it anyway. That's when it really gets down to the most exciting part. So what I would do is just make a deal. I mean, this year is just about done.
Right.
I mean, I figure March Madness will be over just about the time my chocolate deprivation will be. So if I can tolerate it, you can tolerate it. For next year, I'd make a deal. And there may be a couple of other little renegades in the family that are not quite as basketball obsessed as the rest of the family. If not, do it by yourself. But I think the first week, I mean, you know, even Northeastern, who will speak Notre Dame. I mean, you know, it's wild at the first, you know, at the first grouping. So, and you can probably skip that without feeling very guilty. The other thing, and the middle week I would, or the middle weekend I would go to a spa or something. And so by the time it comes to the final four, you're basically, you can, I mean, most of us can tolerate that. And basketball is kind of fun if they don't kind of relive every basket and every penalty.
Right.
So, and so you could probably do that. And knowing that you're only going to deal with basically the last parts of it might help. The other thing you might want to do, and I'm probably going to get some grief about this, is start a pool, start the brackets. And if there's money involved in it, all of a sudden teams you couldn't care less about become crucial. And so, so you have some involvement in it beyond the basketball. And so when your team wins, you can be really smug, and that'll help. And when your team loses, you can say, look, I just don't want to talk about it. And everybody will understand. Because you're not saying, I don't want to talk about basketball. Exactly. You're saying, I don't want to talk about my ignominious defeat.
Oh, yes. And you can
certainly do the combination, because if you do the combination, you're appearing to be interested in basketball, even though you and I know we're interested in something slightly different than basketball, which is the pool. But then go and do some stuff that you like to do as well.
Yes. Okay. All right. Well, that's a good idea. So,
all right, so who are you picking for the final four?
UK. Kentucky.
Yeah, so I figured. All right, so, well, that's the final one. So what do we think it's going to be? Is Duke still in it? Duke is almost always still in it.
Yeah. And
Manny, help us out on this. Who's still in it?
Duke is still in it. Wisconsin, Arizona.
No, Florida didn't have any teams this year.
Florida did not. The University of Florida did not make the tournament this year.
Yeah, kind of surprising. Mm-hmm. And Valparaiso got knocked out.
Mm-hmm. Notre Dame is still alive.
Yeah. Well, I guess I become a Kentucky fan just on Deborah's, you know, and Deborah's, so to say so. All right, Deborah, we got it licked temporarily.
I I think so. I think so. Let me go back to this spa thing.
All right, let me put you. Let me put you on hold. We'll come back to the spa and we'll recap daffodils. 855-99-37569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your products and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Hey, sorry I'm running late. I had to stop and get my vitamins for the month.
I got mine in the mail yesterday from DiscountNutritionShop.com, so I'm here totally on time.
DiscountNutritionShop.com?
Yep, they're a lifesaver in more ways than one. They have all the nutritional supplements you need, the major brands you know, plus you can save up to 10%. Write down this number, 888-908-4548.
Huh?
888-908-4548, or just go to DiscountNutritionShop.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Have a question?
question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Right, we're talking with Deborah, who, it's not that she hates basketball at all, it's just that she's not a March Madness. She's not obsessional about basketball, and her team her family's team is Kentucky, which a lot of people think are going to take the whole thing. And she's saying, okay, you got, well, she called initially because she kind of did a little sarcastic comment to her mother-in-law and wanted to know how to fix it. So daffodils. Okay, that'll take care of that. And then I said, all right, for next year going forward, given the fact it's a 3-week extravaganza, plan to do something, you know, the first week, the second week, get yourself someplace that you'll really enjoy, like a spa. And I said, the other thing to do, and then all you have to do is the final four and then the final game. And, you know, for 2 games, you can probably tolerate it. And I said, if you really want to have some fun, be in charge of the pool, the brackets. And that way, all of a sudden, you're caring about teams you couldn't care less about. And there can be serious money involved. And it sounds like you have a huge family. So even, you know, do a buck a bracket or something, and or $5 a show or something. And I did this last year with the company I was working for, and I came in dead last, which was, I thought there should be a prize for dead last. They did not agree. But I mentioned the word spa, and which perked up Deb's ears. And so you wanted to talk more about spa? What was the question about spa?
Well, I just wanted to make sure I got this right. Did you mean I go to a spa and let my husband go to the games?
Yes.
Okay. So do I actually go to this other spa? To the out-of-town thing, or do I just stay home?
Well, I mean, that really, you can figure that out. I mean, that's why I asked how long is the out-of-town thing an overnighter?
Oh, yeah. Usually 2 to 3 nights.
Well, I mean, it would seem the first weekend, maybe not. The second weekend, I'd probably go with them, but you don't have to go to the games. Because the hotel or the motel, or look, there'll be a massage or, you know, an aerobics class or go to the museum. So, I mean, just do something you want to do. But I think I would probably go with him because he'd probably prefer that. But you don't have to go to the games with him.
Okay. All right.
And you could just make deal of you pick which, you know, I'll go to. How many games are there total if they're that you go to? Probably what? A dozen? Not even that many. Well, it's 1, 2, 3. Well, final weekend, there are 3 games, right? They're the final four and then the final game. So, I mean, figure out how many games you actually, how many games did you go to this year? Will you have gone to?
Well, it was 4. The first night, and then we had a whole day off, and then it was 2, so it was 6 games in 1 weekend.
That's a lot. So let me either you decide and decide. Look, what I'm saying is, for the first weekend, take a bye. The second weekend, go with him to the out of town. And now, if Kentucky doesn't play, do they still go to the games?
No.
Well, you can hope that Kentucky has a terrible year, but I would certainly keep that under my under my breath. I would not mention that real noisily. But all right, so let's assume that Kentucky has you know, a winning streak for the next several years. So the first weekend, you can stay home and make pies for everybody and host the welcome home party and a big a big dinner where everybody comes and recaps the events, and you can keep serving so you don't have to listen to it. The second weekend, I would go with him and tell him that you'll go to any 2 games that he wants. And for the other 4, go to a museum, go to a movie, catch up on your sleep, get a massage, get a facial, do mani-pedis, do whatever you want to do, go shopping. And then the final weekend, I'd probably go with him because that's only 3 games. And you can even do, I mean, presumably you're not going to do 3 games because Kentucky's only going to play, assuming they make it to the Final Four, they're going to play in 1 game. Although they may care about the rest of the family may care. But the point is that it can become manageable. number one. Number two, it's something that you can have something you're looking forward to as well. And there probably are at least one or two other people that would just as soon not go to six basketball games in a weekend. And they may be willing to come with you once you've kind of broken ranks a bit. Just don't make a big deal about it. Make sure you've cleared it with your husband. Make up with your mother-in-law. And next year you can have a different scenario. And as I said, if you're in charge of the betting, the brackets, mm-hmm. I mean, you're going to have a whole different take on it.
True.
And and that's a reason not to go to the games, because you're going to say, well, I have to go and figure out what the, you know, what the pot is worth, or, you know, to figure out who's ahead and whatever. I mean, if you hear me all the time say, it's not so important to be reasonable as appear to be reasonable. So all you have to do is appear to be reasonable.
Okay. I will do that, and thank you for all of your good advice, Dr. Joy.
You're welcome. Enjoy your mani-pedi.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Yeah, I now know how people feel when I slip them up. I think there was, one weekend. There was a weekend. Was it last weekend or the weekend before where we went to five plays and two movies in a weekend from Friday night to Sunday night? And now I understand. And I do that. It's not even March Madness. I do that all year round. So I now understand why people say, Joy, I don't think so. We're not doing this. So. Alrighty, 855-993-7569. Alright, speaking of madness, madness, wrong word probably for a psychologist to use. Alright, I just got this email, alright? Tickets for the first U.S. showing of Mission Impossible Rogue Nation are unlocked today. Fans will receive a Mission Impossible HD movie download with advanced ticket purchase. Alright, guess when Mission Impossible opens? 4 months from now. 4 months.
Wow.
All right. Advanced tickets are available for Thursday, July 30th at 7 o'clock in IMAX and premium large format theaters, and 8 o'clock p.m. at additional participating locations nationwide. You can get tickets at FandangoMovieTickets.com and participating theater box offices. Starting tomorrow. Fans purchasing advance tickets at Fandango and MovieTickets.com receive a code for a free HD digital copy of any previous installments in the blockbuster Mission Impossible franchise. It stars Tom Cruise. Then we've got Jeremy Renner, Simon Pegg, Ving Rhames, and Rebecca Ferguson, Sean Harris, and Alec Baldwin. I mean, come on, folks. It's a movie. But this is how you generate publicity. I mean, they got me to talk about it 4 months in advance.
Yeah.
It's like Lent, right?
Wow.
Except this is something you add rather than subtract. Can you believe that? Mm-hmm. Unlocked. Tickets unlocked today. Actually, they're not unlocked till tomorrow.
Well, and the commercials, the previews are already out for it, too. The TV spots are already out for it.
Yeah.
I saw a bunch of them watching the games yesterday. So.
Well, because that's the audience, is young males.
Mm-hmm.
So, especially where the weekend movies for the last 2 weeks have been female-centric. Insurgent, which they didn't even show us, but it was the number one movie.
Mm.
Didn't do terrifically well. Didn't do badly. I think it made $54 million or something, which is not chump change, but it's not like 90 or something. So.
Right.
Didn't do as well as they expected to. A little underperformed a little bit. But that's what happens. When you don't show it to critics, there's always that kind of issue of, what we got here? 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself. yourself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes heart and body extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
As a parent, one of my greatest concerns is for the safety and well-being of my family. But no matter how concerned I am, it doesn't take the place of taking action and preparing for the unknown. I plan by having a GoFood savings account where I allocate a little money each month to have health store quality food delivered to my door at budget store prices. Although GoFoods are storable for 25 years, they are family mealtime favorites even today. My family asking to eat the food that we are storing lets me know that when we only have the food we stored to live on, that we won't have the added stress of eating unfamiliar or undesirable food. Buying GoFoods is investing in the future of my family. Convenient packages allow me to buy according to my budget, and I get free shipping on my monthly orders. To set up your GoFoods savings account, call 800-648-9753 or on the web at www.storefoodnow.com. That's 800-648-9753.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
The Freeze-Dry Guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The Freeze-Dry Guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The Freeze-Dry Guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
With Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-99-37569. Did I say that slowly enough? You're right. I can sometimes rattle off numbers. I will try not to do that. Today is National Chip and Dip Day. At least someone actually took me to a chocolate store on Saturday, but I resisted.
Good for you.
I know. And I said, no, no, I gave up chocolate for Lent. And the guy said, well, you can eat it tomorrow. And I said, no, when I do it, I don't take Sundays off. But in theory, you're allowed to. And the end of Holy Week, I think from Maundy Thursday on, you're allowed to suspend. I don't. I just, Easter Sunday. But, you know, Sadie bar the door. Chocolate not going to be safe on Easter Sunday. It's also National Puppy Day. Oh, okay. In 1839... was the first recorded use of okay from all correct, OLLKORRECT, from the Boston Morning Post. You think they'd spell better than that? That's a joke. 1839, that's an... So we put up on Facebook your favorite either acronym or slang expression or abbreviation or whatever, so we'll see what people come up with. Hopefully they will be mostly clean, but Manny will go through and sort them out so we don't get any unpleasant little surprises or a dial tone or something. Our ups and downs in the world, 1857 on this day, Elisha Otis's first elevator was installed at 488 Broadway in New York City. I actually know the Otis family. Somebody in the Otis family. They live in Iowa. Did you know that? I think it was the first elevator was an outgrowth, I think, of a grain elevator, believe it or not.
Hmm.
I know, trivial. 1868, the University of California is founded in Oakland, California. But here's the cool part. It's where the Organic Act is signed into law. Who knew organic was as old as that? Teddy Roosevelt went to a post-presidency safari in Africa, and the trip was sponsored by, most of you are probably going to guess this, it's a joint sponsorship in 1909 between the Smithsonian Institution and the National Geographic Society. I remember, do you remember National Geographic? Is National Geographic still around? I think it is.
Yeah, they've got their own... They've got their own channel, I think, their own cable channel.
Oh, yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah.
I remember being a very young kid, and National Geographic, I think my grandfather had them. They were kind of a magazine, but they were halfway between a magazine and a book, and they always had pictures of topless women. So they were always considered kind of vaguely titillating, so to speak. And everybody I knew, you know, all the guys, they would giggle when they said National Geographic. You never knew that, huh? Or you're just not owning up to it?
I actually never did know that, no.
I think it was most males of a certain generation, or many generations, first introduction to, before there was Playboy, there was National Geographic.
Yeah, yeah.
And I actually worked for the Smithsonian Astrophysical Observatory at one point, which was a great sounding job, and it was a great sounding place to work, and it was awful. You were counting stars, believe it or not, and you had this stupid little machine that you had to look into, and you had a left and a right, like microfiche. Probably no one remembers microfiche anymore, but you would move the tape back and forth and identify stars, and you had to have at least a BA in science to be able to work there, and it was work a monkey could have done. So that's where I first learned about office politics, because they hired a bunch of very smart, very well-educated people and gave them stupid work to do. And so what they did was they talked about each other. And I was this, like, 19-year-old, newlywed, newly-degreed idiot. It was a rather rude awakening. The Dixie Cup was invented in 1912. Hopefully not in an elevator, but it was all okay. Ronald Reagan made the Strategic Defense Initiative in 1983 to develop technology to intercept enemy missiles. Star Wars. So there you go. So I thought what we would do, as I said, is talk about your favorite slang word or acronym. Because a lot of people don't even know what NASA stands for anymore. I'm trying to think of some other SCUBA. SCUBA is an acronym that actually... Do you know what SCUBA stands for?
I actually don't.
Self-contained underwater breathing apparatus.
Okay.
Radar and sonar are both acronyms as well.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think of some other ones. Oh, and then there are all the abbreviations that, that everybody uses on texting, some of which are a little bit naughty. So I thought these are, I thought maybe one of the things that we would do is talk a little bit about irritating neighbors, since we had, I get so many questions about neighbors. So so do you have any irritating neighbor stories?
I'm trying to think if there are any. Well, I remember I lived in a duplex over in St. Paul, Minnesota, which is my hometown, back about 5-6 years ago. And just the only problem, I was on the lower floor.
Yeah.
The biggest problem was the people in the upper level, they had kids. They had like two toddlers, and they just ran all through.
Yeah.
I could hear it through the ceiling all the time.
There was, where was I over the weekend, and someone was walking around in very high, very noisy high heels, and someone said, boy, am I glad I don't live underneath her. Very noisy kind of people. Yeah, it's amazing how what I sort of suggest doing under those circumstances is buying, not only paying, going halfsies on a rug, but buying very good a very good mat, because it turns out that, first of all, it will prolong the life of the rug indefinitely, or if not indefinitely, for a very long time. And second of all, it will absorb sound. Got it. 855-993-7569. Diana, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Oh, hello. I can't believe this. I just called. I was eating lunch here at home, and I decided to call you.
Good. What are you having for lunch?
Oh, I made a Hungarian dish that my grandmother taught me when I was little. It's chicken paprika.
Ooh, good for you.
Very good. Yeah, very good. Oh, my gosh. I'm 51 years old, and I'm trying to figure out what it means to be happy.
Okay.
And if I have, if I deserve to be happy and to feel good. Or, I don't know, is that so weird? Like,
well, what is the D word? What does deserve have to do with this? Do you feel that you somehow don't deserve to be happy?
Well, see, I don't even understand the deserve word. Like, when people say stuff, oh, yes, you deserve that. And sometimes I feel like, well, no, I don't deserve it, but sometimes good things just happen. And sometimes bad things.
Where did you get the idea? Were you brought up as a Calvinist that only good people get good things and bad people get bad things?
No, but I have a hard time, I think, just enjoying. Is life meant to be enjoyed? And, like, what is the purpose of having a romantic relationship with someone? Do I need to be married? I mean, just...
Okay, well, let's take these one at a time, okay?
Yes.
Because it sounds to me that you're confusing the word deserve with how what would it take to make me happy, as opposed to... I mean, I think you're making a kind of a fundamental logic error of saying, if I'm not happy, it must be because I don't deserve it, as opposed to what would it take to make me happy and pursuing that. Do you see the difference?
Yes.
One is kind of assuming that happiness will be bestowed upon you if you deserve it. The other is a much more kind of self-actualizing, proactive statement that says that I will be happy if I figure out what it is that will make me happy and pursue those kind of goals. Do you see the difference?
I do.
Okay. So, yep. In order to get to the second, which is, you know, what will it take to make me happy, we probably need at least to let go temporarily, if not permanently, of the notion that happiness will be bestowed upon you, that it's something external, that someone else or something else knows what it is that will make you happy and just kind of sprinkles it on your head.
Okay.
Because if for that one, you're going to have to, it's a very passive role. Because not only do you have to wait for someone to do it or something to do it, but you have to be... You have to believe that whatever they think will make you happy will in fact make you happy. So it's a very external, very passive, very subjective, impersonal is probably a better word, kind of statement. All right, so think about that for a minute. And when you hear the incredibly invigorating and motivating music that says, what I need you to do is think about a couple things that would make you happy and be as specific as possible. Don't say to be healthy, because that's, you know, who...
Yes,
but be specific about it. All right, I'll come back to you in a moment. All right, 855-99-37569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Good people need help. The homeowners association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
It's a terrifying thought. You're trapped somewhere without a radio and no access to GCN shows, a doctor's office, the DMV, your mother-in-law's.
Come on, stay for dinner.
That's what makes the newly redesigned GCN Live app a true lifesaver. Listen to your favorite GCN hosts and programming on your smartphone, wherever you are. Download yours free on iTunes or Google Play. The new GCN Live app. Don't leave home without it.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-99-37569. We're talking with Diana, who's having chicken paprika for lunch, which sounds delicious. And I'm saying, look, when we're talking about happiness, you basically have to put yourself, I think, in one camp or the other. One that says, if I'm an observing person, that good stuff will happen to me. And good stuff is, of course, determined because if it's being bestowed upon you, I suppose in theory you've earned it, but the path to that happiness seems to be rules set by somebody else. That's a Calvinist doctrine, is that you know, you'll be rewarded. And what you get rewarded for, because if you look at people who do well and people who don't, it's sometimes a bit obscure about what they did to get that reward. So it's going to be external. It's going to be somebody else's perception, and you're going to have to wait around for it. I mean, you can do what you think might please whomever is bestowing stuff on you, but you're basically not going to have a whole lot of control over it. The other way of looking at it is saying that I make my own happiness, that I make choices. Not only do I make choices in terms of behavior, but I make choices, believe it or not, in terms of emotions. Now, and we need to differentiate a little bit, okay, between emotions and feelings, because they're really very similar.
Yes.
Our feelings just happen to us, but then we can choose what to focus on, what to encourage. For example, if I say something that hurts your feelings, you may choose to be angry, you may choose to be sad, you may have a knee-jerk response, but then you can choose from a variety of options in terms of both behavior and how it's manifest. And also, because there's a feedback loop, the behavior, for example, if I say, wow, Diane, you didn't get much sleep last night, your first thought would be, well, that's pretty insulting. But then you can either say, oh, you have such a funny sense of humor, or you're right, I didn't, or no, I've always had bags under my eyes, or who are you to tell me how I look? I mean, you have a whole lot of choices, and some of those behavioral choices will loop back in terms of how you're going to feel and how the interaction is going to go. So the point is, what I would try to, as a psychologist, encourage you to do is let go of the first notion that happiness is something that's bestowed upon you, and get more in touch, just because you're going to have more control, you're going to have more options, of the second that says that I can choose what will make me happy, and what makes me happy today may not make me happy in 5 years, and what made me happy 5 years ago may not make me happy today. And I can, even given a choice of that I'm, you know, I may feel that what I really want to be is beautiful, and I was probably more beautiful 5 years ago because gravity is not my friend, but I can still choose to focus on the fact that I've got great hair, or my, you know, my contact lenses make my eyes more beautiful than ever. So, I mean, I can pull examples which are not terribly helpful at some point. So, what kinds of things will make, do you think at this moment you can do, what kind of behaviors that might make you happy?
Well, I like what you talked about, processing when people give me comments, and maybe, you know, not making my knee-jerk reaction be something that's defensive and taking things as an insult, but maybe looking at them as a humorous comment, or something that may be helpful, because they care about me and that they're not trying to hurt me or destroy, you know, my self-image or something.
Good.
So
that's a great start.
A lot of it does have to do, with my attitude. So, I mean, I feel essentially...
Right, now, wait a minute. But that's... All right, now, you've gotten in the middle ground between waiting for something to be bestowed upon you and you actively pursuing. Because the example you gave me, and it's a very good one, is that how I respond to people is to a certain extent more under my control than I think it is. That even though I may have an instant response, I can then, upon reflection, choose how to communicate, and as I choose how to communicate, that will affect how I feel. But there's also that third category, which is doing things to actively pursue being happy, whether that means losing weight, taking a walk, calling a friend, straightening up a closet, doing things that actively make you feel good.
Okay.
Because you don't want to let go of that.
And it's okay to feel good. I know that's a dumb question.
Well, not only is it okay, it's going to make your life better.
I'm being very sincere. That is
well,
okay.
I know, and I think there is that kind of notion of, you know, he who laughs, you know, the harder they laugh, the more they cry or something. I don't know. All of us, all of our mothers taught me that. And I remember sort of saying to my mom, what does that mean? Even as a very small child, which meant I've, of course, got in trouble. But I was always in trouble anyway, so what?
Okay.
But the idea being, look, I'm not sure who's in charge, to be quite honest, about who gets to be happy and who doesn't. But it would seem to me that it's worth the risk to try it, right? What do you have to lose?
Yes.
That's good. Somehow you try it and then you somehow feel that somebody, and I'm not sure why you'd feel undeserving, because that means that you've decided that you're not valuable. You know, I don't know that I would make that assumption. I mean, if other people want to slam doors on you, that's fine. Slamming them on yourself doesn't seem to me very wise. So I'm not even saying, yeah, you deserve it. I'm saying, try it, see how it feels. And it may feel strange. It may feel unfamiliar to begin with. But what do you have to lose?
Correct. You're right.
I'm going to give you a homework assignment, all right? Here's what I want you to do. I want you, as soon as we're off the phone, I mean, you've already done a really good job on the middle ground, but it's interesting to me that I'm talking about you taking an active role in focusing on what would make you happy, and you're talking about other people again, all right? So the first thing I want you to do when you get off the phone is write down at least 3 specific behaviors to do in the next, well, today's Monday. Let's do them by the end of the week, okay? 3 specific behaviors of something to do, okay, by the end of the week. And when I say things like, don't say make myself happy, because that's not going to give you any idea what to do next. But you might say, clean out my clothes closet by getting rid of anything I haven't worn in the last year and giving it to Goodwill. And it probably needs to be that specific. All right, so figure out 3 things. You can do more than that, but I wouldn't do a whole lot more than that, because you don't want to get overwhelmed. And I want you to write them down, and I want you to keep in notes about what they were, how you did them, how you felt about them, and let's talk.
Okay.
All right, so you got it. So be very specific. No fewer than 3 things, and by Friday, okay?
By Friday. Thank you. I adore you. I love listening to you.
Well, thank
you.
You're
wonderful.
Well, good. Well, see, that's one of the things that makes you happy. So let's figure out a couple. Oh, no, I think that one, that's a freebie. You have to still come up with 3 more, all right?
Yes, ma'am. Okay,
I'll talk to you by Friday.
All right. Bye.
Thanks, kiddo. Ernie, I've got about 1 minute here to say hello to you and welcome you and then tell you I'm going to put you on hold and you can start off next hour. What are we going to be talking about?
I've got a 36-year-old son that showed up on my doorstep about 4 years ago. While he and his wife sorted things out.
Okay.
They divorced, and he's still here.
All right. Well, we'll talk about what that means to you and what you want to do about it in just a moment. Hang on for me. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
The show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing
alkaline water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.